This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba says diplomatic efforts are underway to rescue Nepali nationals missing in recent floods and landslides in Indian state of Uttarakhand. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home after attending UN conference on landlocked developing countries in Turkmenistan. National Assembly unanimously passes Water Resources Bill. Energy Minister Kharka says the bill aims at better utilization and management of water resources. And Israel faces global backlash over plan to seize full control of Gaza City. Now the news in detail. More than 17 Nepali nationals from Jajarkot, Jumla and Bardia districts have gone missing following devastating floods and landslides in India's Uttarakhand state. According to reports, 13 are from Kusei Rural Municipality, 2 of Jajarkot, 2 from Jumla and 4 from Bardia. The disaster struck last week with the flood hitting Tharali Bazar in Uttarkashi on Tuesday, followed by a landslide in Pauri of Garhwal on Wednesday. Local Indian authorities have expressed concern that Nepali nationals may be among the victims and have called on the Nepal government to support ongoing search and rescue operations. While 274 people have been rescued from Tharali and the identities of all have yet to be confirmed. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in a social media post confirmed that at least 17 Nepalis are suspected to be trapped. He added that the government is coordinating with the Nepali embassy in India to assist in rescue efforts. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba also stated that diplomatic channels have been activated to search for and rescue the missing Nepali citizens. Both leaders expressed sorrow over the tragic loss of lives and property caused by the natural disaster in Uttarakhand. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returned home yesterday after participating in the third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries held in Awaza, Turkmenistan from August 5 to 8. The Prime Minister attended the conference at the formal invitation of the President of Turkmenistan and the UN Secretary General. In his capacity as the chair of the Global Coordination Bureau for Least Developed Countries, Prime Minister Oli addressed the conference, co-chaired a high-level roundtable, and took part in various sessions. The conference brought together representatives from 32 landlocked developing countries across Asia, Europe, Africa, and South America to discuss sustainable development, trade access, and regional cooperation. The National Assembly yesterday unanimously passed the Water Resources Bill 2081 BS. The bill was tabled by Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadga, along with a message from the House of Representatives. Prior to endorsement, the Assembly discussed the report of Legislation Management Committee and the message from the lower house. Responding to lawmakers' concerns, Minister Kharga stated that the bill focuses on the exploration, utilization and effective management of water resources. Meanwhile, Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh presented the 62nd annual report of the Auditor General before the National Assembly. The Hindu festival of Janai Purnima, also known as Rishi Tarpani, is being celebrated across the country today with religious fervor and traditional rituals. On this day, Tagadhari men change their sacred thread Janai, while Brahmins priests tie Raksha Bandhan threads on devotees' wrist, chanting mantras for protection from fear and disease. The Newar community celebrates the occasion as Kwati Purnima, preparing and enjoying a special soup made from 9 types of beans. In the Tarai region, the festival is also marked by the Rakhi tradition, where sisters tie decorative threads on their brother's wrist, praying for their long life and prosperity. Thousands of devotees have gathered at Shiva temples, including Pashupatinath in Kathmandu and Kumbeshwar in Lalitpur, to offer prayers and take holy dips in rivers and ponds. Meanwhile, World Sanskrit Day is also being observed today, honoring the rich spiritual, cultural and intellectual heritage embedded in the Sanskrit language. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed to perform excellent work so that citizens feel secure. After inspecting the Kathmandu Valley Police and Kathmandu Police Complex office yesterday, the minister said that the Kathmandu Valley Police Office has been playing an important role in maintaining peace and order in the valley. World Indigenous Day is being observed across the globe today with the theme Indigenous Peoples and AI Defending Rights Shaping Futures. The United Nations General Assembly in 1994 designated August 9 as the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, shedding light on the significance of preserving indigenous cultures and acknowledging their contributions. Similarly, National Soil Conservation Day is also being observed across the country today. Every year, Shravan 24 of Nepali calendar is observed as National Soil Conservation Day to raise awareness about the importance of soil conservation and to encourage active participation in its protection. The Finance Committee under the House of Representatives held discussions yesterday on the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill. During this session, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel emphasized the need to mobilize new fiscal resources to achieve economic prosperity and sustainable development. He called for greater investment in sustainable infrastructure and high-impact sectors to accelerate national progress. A total of 66 amendments to the bill have been registered by 11 members of Parliament, reflecting growing interest in moving beyond traditional fiscal practices. The bill aims to explore alternative approaches for financing development, a demand that has been echoed for years. Stakeholders have emphasized the urgent need to enforce existing laws to curb human trafficking and smuggling. Speaking at a meeting of the Women and Social Affairs Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, representatives from Maithi Nepal stressed better implementation of legal provisions to effectively address these crimes. Committee Chair Kiran Kumar Shah informed the meeting that the Human Trafficking Act is currently being amended and will soon be presented in Parliament. Lawmakers also called for the formulation of more effective laws and a stronger enforcement system to tackle human trafficking and smuggling across the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Rupandehi District Prison has assured that the security of former Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabeela Michani is being properly managed during his imprisonment. In a statement issued yesterday, the prison administration confirmed that Lamichani, who is being held in Bhairava in connection with a cooperative fraud case, has been provided a separate room for his safety. Prison Administrator Suresh Bhandari dismissed recent reports alleging discrimination, stating that Lamichani is regularly checked on and asked about his well-being and needs. Recent rainfall has brought much-needed relief to farmers in Madhes province, significantly accelerating paddy plantation after weeks of drought. According to the Agricultural Knowledge Centre, rice planting is now 95% complete in Parsa district and 92% in Bara. In Parsa alone, over 37,000 hectares out of the total 39,000 have been planted, according to Centre Head Ramjeevan Thakur. Similarly, Rajnarayan Prasad Shah, head of the centre in Bara, confirmed that 92% of the 46,000 hectare target has already been achieved. Earlier, the government had declared Madesh a dry zone due to delayed rains and launched an underground irrigation program which received 2,400 farmer applications in just 1 week. The recent rainfall has come as a major boost to agricultural activities in the region. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israel is facing strong international backlash after its security cabinet approved a plan to take full control of Gaza City and expand military operations in the region. The decision has sparked condemnation from the United Nations and countries including the UK, France, Canada and Germany, which has since halted military exports to Israel. According to Israeli media, the plan includes relocating around 1 million Gaza City residents further south and expanding control to refugee camps and areas suspected of holding hostages. The move has also drawn criticism from within Israel, including military officials and families of hostages. In a joint statement, foreign ministers from the UK, Germany, Italy, New Zealand and Australia warned that the plan would further worsen the already catastrophic situation in Gaza. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk echoed these concerns, saying the escalation would lead to more displacement, suffering and destruction. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and at a few places of rest of the parts of the country today. Heavy rain is predicted to occur at one or two places of Kosi and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba says diplomatic efforts are underway to rescue Nepali nationals missing in recent floods and landslides in Indian state of Uttarakhand. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home after attending UN conference on landlocked developing countries in Turkmenistan. National Assembly unanimously passes Water Resources Bill. Energy Minister Khadga says the bill aims at better utilization and management of water resources. And Israel faces global backlash over plan to seize full control of Gaza City. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.